The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Taf Peches. The Mishnah says in Taf Peches and Beis in Sanhedrin, Chomer b'divrei soy from b'divrei Torah, that there is a stringency, a chomro, that divrei soy from have over divrei Torah. Over here, divrei soy from, we'll see soon, means things that are learned out of drushes that are not say clearly in the Torah, as opposed to divrei Torah, things that it says clearly in the Torah. Chomer ain't tefillin. If somebody says that there is no tefillin, Mishnah is talking about a zokin mamre who argues with the chacham. And halacha is that on certain halachas, that if he disagrees with the chacham, he becomes a zakin mamre. And the Mishnah said earlier that he will be chayiv skila. So this Mishnah over here is defining exactly on which halachas will a zakin mamre become chayiv if he disagrees with the chacham. Which halachas are we talking about? So the Mishnah says, if someone says, ain't tefillin, if a Zakin Mamre comes and says, there's no such thing as a mitzvah of tefillin, where the clearly is keneged, is not like Pasuk in Chumash. Pasuk in Chumash says that there is a mitzvah to wear tefillin. It's kidei labra al-divrei Torah. So in this case, the Zakin Mamre is saying to go against what it says explicitly in the Torah, it's potter. So the Mishnah tells me one halacha, that if a Zakin Mamre comes and disagrees with the Sanhedrin, and says something which is clearly not like what he said, clearly not like the Zakin Mamre, something that's stated explicitly in the Torah, he will not become a Zakin Mamre. However, if he says, Chamish Toitofos, if he comes and says, I agree, the Zakin Mamre says, I agree, there's a mitzvah of tefillin. But instead of four compartments for the tefillin Shel Rosh, there are five compartments. There's Chamish Toitofos, which is the Hoys of Adivrei Soifrim, Chayiv. Torah doesn't say clearly how many sections the tefillin have. Pasuk says, V'hoyu Toitofos Bene Necho. How do we know how many sections the Tefillin Shel Rosh have? So that the Gemara makes based on a drasha, based on a Messiah, that we know that the Tefillin Shel Rosh, we learn out that Tefillin Shel Rosh has four compartments. So that's called Divrei Soifrim. That's something that is not explained explicitly in the Torah. It's something that we only know from a drasha. So the Mishnah says that the Zakin Mamre disagrees with this drasha, and he disagrees with the Chacham, and he says instead of four compartments in the Tefillin, there are five compartments. So there he agrees to what the Torah says explicitly, and he only argues with what is learnt out from a drasha. So there, the Zakin Mamre will be chayv. So according to the Mishnah, if the Zakin Mamre argues with what is beforeish, should say, stated clearly in the Torah, he's potter. But if he argues on something that is learnt out, he differs say from learnt out of a drasha, he will be chayv. Now the Gemara explains on this Mishnah, that this Mishnah holds that the only time a Zakin Mamre can become a Zakin Mamre if he argues on something which is similar to this, something which is Ikrim Divrei Torah, something which the mitzvah itself says in the Torah, but the details are not specified in the Torah, and the Gemara says the only case that we have, that we came up with, that fulfills all the criteria is this mitzvah of tefillin. The Gemara says, Ein lon wel a tefillin aliba di Rabbi Yehuda. Tefillin according to Rabbi Yehuda. Who is Rabbi Yehuda? So this is a reference to the Gemara earlier on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph brought a machlokes between Rabbi Meir, three opinions, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. On what type of machlokes, on which halacha, if the Zakin Mamre disagrees with the Chacham, will he be able to become the Zakin Mamre? The Gemara says over there that Rav Meir Darshan learns out of Psukim that a Zakin Mamre will only become Chayiv if he disagrees with the Chacham over Dover Shezidoy Nekoris Vishigal Sechatas. Something that is a Aveira, something that if you do like the Zakin Mamre and you're wrong, you will become Chayiv Koris, and something that Bishoyek will be Chayiv to bring a Chatas. We mentioned in the previous year, the Shir and Daf Pizayin, that there is a discussion exactly how to understand what Dovish is doing in Kodesh Shikasi Chatas means. Does it mean that something that on this express action you will become Chayiv Koris, or it means something that's connected to Chayiv Koris? Be as it may, as we explained Rav Meir, the general Shita of Rav Meir is that it's only something which is doing in Kodesh Shikasi Chatas. If it's something in a certain Aveiro that's only a lab, something that's only an assay, something that has nothing to do with Karis. For example, doing Malacha on Yom Tov has nothing to do with Karis, there's no Karis, there's no carbon. On Shabbos, there's Karis and there's carbon, but on Yom Tov, there's not. So if a Zaken Mamre were to argue with a Chacham about Yom Tov, then there would be no Chiv. If he would argue about Shabbos, about a Halacha, about Hilchos Shabbos, it will be Chayv. And the Gemara earlier had many examples of this. The second opinion, the Gemara says, is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Lashon of the Gemara in Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayev al Dabar She'ikroi Midivrei Torah, something where the Ikr is Midivrei Torah, U'peirushei Midivrei Seifrim, and its explanation will be Midivrei Seifrim. What is an example? What's something which is Ikri Midivrei Torah? U'peirushei Midivrei Seifrim, where the mitzvah itself is mentioned explicitly in the Torah, the actual mitzvah. But the specifications, the details are mentioned in Divrei Seifrim. So the Gemara over here explains, what does that mean? That the Gemara explains that the example of this is Tefillin. Tefillin, again, like we mentioned before, the mitzvah of Tefillin is Menat Torah, but the details though of how many sections, how many are in the parash, are in the Tefillin Shel Rosh, are not mentioned in the Torah. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The third opinion is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says over there, Rabbi Shimon holds, Afilu diktuk echad mi diktuke soifrim, even something, diktuk echad, even a slight halacha mi diktuke soifrim, will be able to, for a zaken marmi to become chayiv for, on such a thing. Now we'll get back to Rabbi Shimon in a minute, exactly what Rabbi Shimon Shita is. So we said there are three opinions. There's Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir is clear. The sheet of Rabbi Meir is that Stavrish is doing Karis and Shigasi Chatas, as we mentioned before. Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayiv on something which is Ikrim in HaTorah, and the Perush, the explanation is Divrei Seifrim. The Gemara by us, the Gemara over here on Peches Mid Beis says, Eimon well a Tfilin Alimid Rabbi Yehuda. The implication of the Gemara is that the only way you become Zaken Mamre, the only example, the only case we have of something that's clearly specified in the Torah, and its details are Perusha and Divrei Seifrim, and the Gemara adds some other conditions that you'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara adds other conditions that are necessary in order to become Zaken Mamre. So the bottom line is there's only really one example for Rabbi Yehuda for the Zaken Mamre. And at first glance, it appears from the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda will hold that there is no way that a Zaken Mamre could become a Zaken Mamre unless he argues on this one halacha. If he argues about any other halacha in the Torah, he won't become a Zaken Mamre. And in fact, this is clearly mashma like this in Taisis over here in Taisis in the Gemara, because Taisis says, what does Rabbi Yehuda do? We had a whole blot of Gemara. The Gemara made drushes, ki polim chodover, bin don ladom, made din ladin, and the Gemara, darshened every single word in the pasuk is telling me another halacha that it's possible for the Chacham to argue with the Zaken Mamre and it'll become a Zaken Mamre. A whole sugi of the Gemara. The Taisis says that sugi in the Gemara, that whole sugi does not go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the entire previous Gemara, because the Gemara says clearly over here that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only way that it's possible for a person to become Zaken Mamre if he argues in the Chum is if he argues about Tum. However, this Shita of Tosis is not so Muslim. Not everyone agrees that this is Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. The Ran over here disagrees with Tosis. The Ran says that when the Gemara says over here that Rabbi Yehuda holds that your Zaken Mamre will be chayiv on dover that is ikri midivrei Torah, and the explanation, the perish is divrei Seifrim, is learnt out of a drosha. The Ran says that this din Rabbi Yehuda is not, he's not coming to argue on the halacha of Rabbi Meir that you become a Zaken Mamre on dover shiz doni karz shigasei chatas. All Rabbi Yehuda means to say is, aside from all those cases that according to Rabbi Meir will make a person into a Zaken Mamre, there's also an extra case of Tefillin that will make a person into a Zaken Mamre. Rabbi Meir himself will hold that by Tefillin a person will not become a Zaken Mamre, because Tefillin is a mitzvah saseh, there is no karis, there is no chatas. There's no mitzvah that makes, there's no ability for a person to become a Zaken Mamre if he argues with a Chacham when it comes to Tefillin, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Meir in this respect that he holds, we learn out of a pasuk that even on Tefillin you can become a Zaken Mamre. But on everything else, he agrees with Rabbi Meir that if there's a Dainai Karis, if there's Karis and Bishayik, if there's a Chatos, then you'll become a Zaken Mamre, and if not, not. But Rabbi Yehuda basically is only coming to add on to the Shita of Remeir. And the truth is that this the Mashmois in the Ram is also like that in the Ramban, in Sefer HaMitzvos in the first Shairish, when he disagrees at length with the Rambam, as he mentioned before, where he disagrees with the Rambam's opinion of Leisosar, and he talks about Zokin Mamre. It seems that the Ramban over there also understands that even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that you will become Chayiv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Zdoine Kari, something that your Chayiv Kari is Meze, and you will be Chayiv Chatos B'Shogeg. In fact, besides for the opinion of the Ran and the Ramban, it seems very clear that the Rambam also learned like this, and not like Tosfos. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Mamre, Perek Dan Halacha Beis, says clearly that a Zokin Mamre only becomes Zokin Mamre and Dovrish is Doini Karis, Shigasi Chatas. We mentioned in the previous year that that was the Machloikis, how to understand the opinion of the Rambam, because the Rambam applies, says that it's possible to call Zokin Mamre even on Dinei Dirabonim. And we asked before, how can you become a Zokin Mamre and Dinei Dirabonim? There's no Karis and there's no Chatas. So they say, Terutzim over there, how to understand that the category of Zdoini Karis and Shigasi Chatas can expand to include the Mitzvahs Nidei Rabbanan. But Al Kapanim, the Rambam clearly passes like a mayor that you need Zdoini Karis and Shigasi Chatas. Nevertheless, the Rambam in the next Halacha, in Hilchos Mamre, Perek Dal Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says clearly that a person could become a Zokin Mamre on Tefillin. How can you become a Zokin Mamre on Tefillin? Tefillin, there's no Karis and there's no Chatas. The Teretz is that the Rambam learns like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam passes in Halacha Gimel like Rabbi Yehuda, like our Mishnah and our Gemara that says that you could become a Zokin Mamre even on Tefillin, even though there's no Karis and there's no Chatas. So how do we reconcile the Rambam in Halacha Beis and the Rambam in Halacha Gimel? The Rambam in Halacha Beis goes with Rav Meir and the Rambam in Halacha Gimel goes with Rabbi Yehuda. The answer is that the Rambam holds like the Ran. The Rambam holds, not like Tosfos, who says that Rabbi Yehuda holds you can only become a Zokin Mamre on Tefillin. He holds like the Ran, that Rabbi Yehuda holds you can become a Zokin Mamre even on Tefillin. That means that Rabbi Yehuda is really only adding on this halacha that you can become a Zokin Mamre on Tefillin, even though there is no Karis and there is no Chatos. Now, getting back to the third opinion, the Shita of Rav Shimon. We said before, Rav Shimon holds that afilu diktuk echod mi diktuke seifrim, even on one diktuk from diktuke seifrim, it's possible for a person to become zokin mamre. What exactly does Rav Shimon mean? So when we spoke about divrei seifrim in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said perushe mi divrei seifrim. We said divrei seifrim over there does not mean something which is dirabonim, that the seifrim, the chachamim themselves made up. That's not what it means. It means that the Chachamim made the drushas, but it has the status of a deraisa. It's something that was learned out of a drusha and quite possibly had a misleira from Reisha Rabbeinu, from Har Sinai, that Tefillin should have four sections. It just doesn't say it explicitly in the Torah. So it would be possible to explain that Rav Shimon says, Diktuk echad mi diktuke seifrim, he doesn't mean that diktuke seifrim won't mean things that are derabonans. Diktuke seifrim, it's very possible that it could mean things that are learned out of drushes. Or we can say that there are times where we find that the words diktuke seifrim, the words divrei seifrim, do in certain circumstances refer to things that are completely midirabonim. So it's not clear from the words of Rav Shimon whether he means to say that a zokin mamre could become zokin mamre on dirabonim, or if he could not become a zokin mamre on dirabonim. The truth is, this is a slight problem, because we mentioned before that the Rambam holds that halacha lemaisa. It would seem that the Rambam holds even according to Rameir, you could become a zokin mamre in dirabonans, and the Ramban disagrees very strongly with the Rambam. The Ramban says that the person cannot become a zokin mamre in dirabonans because it's connected to the whole sugya, and he proceeds to bring our Gemara, and when he talks about our Gemara, he talks about the opinion of Rameir, and he talks about the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. What's noticeably absent is that the Ramban does not discuss over there the opinion of Rav Shimon. And the fact that the Ramban leaves out the opinion of Rav Shimon, it would seem that the Ramban does not want to bring in Rav Shimon into this discussion, because it's very likely that the Ramban understood that Rav Shimon, when said that you become a Zokin Mamre on Diktuke Seifrim, he meant you could even become a Zokin Mamre on things that are completely midravon. However, that's still a question on the Ramban, because we mentioned before that the Ramban clearly doesn't pass like Rav Shimon. The Ramban passes like Rabbi Meir. So therefore the Ramban's question on the Rambam is, you who pass like a mayor, Rabbi Yehuda, you should hold that you cannot become a Zokin Mamre, a Diri Sefer. However, the Ran
didn't it's not clear if the Ran is arguing on the Ramban, if the Ran didn't understand the Ramban. The Ran maybe understood the Ramban differently. Because the Ran over here says that it's not possible to explain that Rabbi Shimon says diktuk echad mi diktuk eisayfrin, that he's referring to something which is completely midirabonim. The Ran says we have a Ramban. We know he says he was mekabel from the Ramban. The Ramban holds that you do not become a zokin marmi on the rabbonim. And the Ran understood in the Ramban that the Ramban means to say that there is no opinion, there's no shita. Even Rabbi Shimon will not hold that you can become a zokin marmi on a dirabonim. So what's pshat Rabbi Shimon? Therefore, the Ran says that it must be that the pshat in Reb Shimon is that when he says the Dugay Sefer, he means like when Reb Yehuda said Divrei Sefer. Just like if Yehuda's Divrei Sefer was referring to things which are learned out of drushes, so too the Dugay Sefer that the Reb Shimon refers to is referring to things that are learned out of drushes. Now the Ran says, if I learn that Reb Shimon holds that you will become Zakim Mamre, things that are learned out of drushes. Now, things that are learned out of drushes, by definition, they're Ikra Midivrei Torah, or Perusha Midivrei Sefer. Because you don't learn things out of drushes that it doesn't say at all in the Torah. It means that something like Tefillin, that the mitzvah says in the Torah, and the drushes are Midirabonah. So now we have a problem. What is going to be the difference in halacha? What's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? We said before Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayv and Dover Sheikrim Divri Torah Perushim Divri Seifrim, and we're saying now according to the Ran that Rabbi Shimon also holds that your Chayv the Zokin Marmi would be Chayv on anything that's learned out of Divri Seifrim. So what is the nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? So must be, says the Ran, the way the Ran Lashitasi learned that we mentioned before, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're not only chayiv on dover ikrim divitayr perushim divay seifrim. The Ran held that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir that you're chayiv on anything that's zedoyni karis v'shigosi chatos. Since Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir and he's just adding this halacha of ikrim divitayr u perushim divay seifrim, so we can say that Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of the whole halacha of zedoyni karis v'shigosi chatos. So the nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon will not be on Divrei Sefer. Divrei Sefer, everybody agrees. Let's learn that in drashas. Not everyone. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon will both agree that you will be able to come as Zakin Mamre. The machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is, do you need Zdoini Kars or Shigasi Chatas? Rabbi Shimon holds you do not need Zdoini Kars or Shigasi Chatas. And Rabbi Yehuda holds you will need Zdoini Kars the Shigasi Chatas. So we'll have to tie into this halacha, you'll be chayiv on cases that are zdoin kar shigasi chatas. Now, in the sheet of the Ramban, we mentioned before that the Ramban disagrees with the pshat and Reb Shimon. The Ramban, at least the mashmois of the Ramban, seems to be that according to Reb Shimon, you can become a zokin mamre even on the rabbonans. So, yesh la'ayin, if what the Ramban holds, does the Ramban hold like the Havamina of the Ran? In this regard, that will hold that quite possibly Rabbi Shimon will agree to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir that you could become a Zakin Mamre on Zdoini Karis, Vishigosti Chatos, in those cases of Karis and Chatos. And when he says Diktu Echem, Diktu Ke Seifrim, he's coming to add on an extra case. Aye, the Ran said, so then where's the Nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? The Teretz is the Ramban Lashitosli. We said will hold that the Diktu Ke Seifrim means even the Rabbonim. So then there's clearly a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Yehuda is only Mechayiv Zokin Mamre on the rites, on drashas. But Rabbi Shimon will even be Mechayiv Zokin Mamre on things that are completely with the Rabbonim. So if we learn like this in the Ramban, it's not so schwer to say that even Rabbi Shimon will agree to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir that he needs Zdoini Karis and Shigos Tichatos. And the emphasis is there is a slight riot. We could bring a proof that the Ramban taka holds like this, because the Ramban quotes a Sifri. And the Sifri is going on the Pasuk that the Gemara wrote down earlier in Daf Pizayin. Apiya Torah Asher Yeruchav. The Pasuk says that in the Parsha Zokin Mamre, that you have to listen to the Torah Asher Yeruchav that the Chachamim paskin. So the Sifri makes a drasha al Divrei Torah Chayav Misa, that Zokin Mamre will be Chayav Misa if he disagrees with Divrei Torah. The Ein Chayav Misa al Divrei Seifrim. If he disagrees with Divrei Seifrim, he will not be chayiv. This is the Sifri. Sifri says that he can only be chayiv if he argues on Divrei Torah, and not if he argues on Divrei Sefer. What does the Sifri mean? What is the Sifri saying that you're not chayiv misa if you argue on Divrei Sefer? So the Ramban says that this drosha means, when he says you're not chayv midirei seifim, he means things that are ikra midirei seifim. There's certain things that it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. Certain things that we only know from drushas. We don't even know the ikra mitzvah min ha-Torah. So something like that, that's ikra midirei seifim, it's not connected to zdoine kares, shigasi chatos, so then you will not be chayv. And the Ramban explains this Sifri. The Sifri is going according to Reb Meir. That Reb Meir says you need Zdani Karas and Shigas Lichatos. And Reb Meir says you need Zdani Karas and Shigas Lichatos. And we're saying that this Braisa is proving to me that the over here, since it's the Reseifim, there won't be any Karas or Chatos. So the Halacha will be in such a case that you will not be Chayiv Misa. However, the Ran learns the Sifri differently. The Ran understands the Sifri, that Sifri is really going in Reb Shimon. This, that, Al-Tibri Torah Chayav Misa, and Chayav Misa Al-Tibri Seifrim, means it's we're going in the Sheet of Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon holds that you're not Chayav Misa Al-Tibri Seifrim. The Ran said, what does it mean you're not Chayav Misa on Tibri Seifrim? You're not Chayav Misa on Tibri Seifrim, because Tibri Seifrim are referring to things that are Midir Abonon. Things that are Midir Abonon, Reb Shimon would agree that you're not chayv. And the Ramban himself cannot learn that the Sifri is going according to Reb Shimon. The way we explain the Ramban, the Ramban holds that Reb Shimon will be chayv even on the Reisayfer, even on things which are completely midrabbonon. So if he's saying chayv misal the Reisayfer refers to midrabbonons, that it still will not be able to fit according to Reb Shimon. The way the Ramban learned this Sifri, so then we can go back and say that since the Ramban holds a libid Reb Shimon, that it's that you can become like a Maariv even under Rabbonans. So it's very talking to say that even it's possible to say that even in Reb Shimon, the Ramban will hold in Reb Shimon that you'd still be chayiv and come zok in Maariv on Zayni Kuris and Shigas Lichatos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.